Tuesday morning, I'm Pat Dubois filling in for Clayton Croker. I'm very happy to have, first time at least on my show, Mayor Cynthia Block on the line. Mayor, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Pat? It's great to be on the line with you.
Yes, and the feeling is mutual. And what great timing, too, with so much happening around the city and like street sweeping season, for example. I see those signs up absolutely everywhere. And that's how you know it's spring here, isn't it?
It's probably the one time of the year that city council might actually get thank you notes. People get very excited about the spring sweep. It's always great to get everything cleaned up as we start to enjoy the outdoors more.
Absolutely. And we got some nice weather happening here. And I know that the Saskatoon has definitely been sort of the center point of Canada for the last little bit here. We had the first minister's meeting here in Saskatoon. How does it feel to have Saskatoon as kind of the rally point for the prime minister, all the premiers, and basically the during such a crucial time in history, we'll say?
You know, it was a really proud moment. I was really honored to participate in the first minister's reception at the Ramey Modern on the Sunday prior to the meeting. And just, you know, to be able to bring greetings on behalf of the host city was just such an incredible honor. We have never had the first minister's meeting in Saskatoon ever before. The last time it was in Saskatchewan was 1985 in Regina. So as the mayor of Saskatoon, it was certainly a moment I'll never forget.
I can only imagine. And it also just blew my mind that the last time it was in Saskatchewan was a year before I was born. So I'm just going to have to sit with that for a second here.
Yeah, you're a youngin' there, Pat.
A little bit. Well, we talked about street sweeping a little bit, but let's talk a little bit more about, you know, this is the old joke, the joke that every second MC always says, you know, Saskatoon has two seasons, winter and construction. We are clearly in the latter right now. So we've got the major projects like the Broadway Bridge, for example. How's that going so far with the city, and how's the city been minimizing disruption and keeping residents informed and ready to go?
Well, I think one really great thing about that project is that we've known about it for at least 5 years. We've been talking about it. We've been working with stakeholders on Broadway, both both the businesses in terms of this project, but also with the rapid transit, the link that's coming, to make sure that we're coordinating all of this to minimize everything as much as possible. And, you know, one of the things that we are able to do is then coordinate several projects. So not only is the bridge rehabilitation happening, but we're going to make sure that bus station gets installed during the same time frame. And also, a lot of folks don't realize that at the bottom of the Broadway Bridge will be a totally redesigned intersection. So right now, you can't pedestrians can't flow back and forth from River Landing into 4th Avenue. And so this will change that. This will be more pedestrian friendly and create a proper intersection as we grow as a city. So all three projects all at once. So yes, it's not fantastic in terms of getting to Broadway, but at least we can do it in a really efficient way, both for how people want to move around in our city, for the support of the business community, and also in terms of saving some costs. So grateful that we're able to do it this way, and just a reminder to folks that Broadway is open for business.
Absolutely. And as a serial optimist, that was my whole philosophy on it. Even when I knew it was coming, it's like, yeah, it's going to be closed down a little bit. And so driving might be not as, convenient, but what a perfect excuse to finally walk Broadway. Cause a lot of people haven't even had a chance to do that because they drive everywhere. And I mean, you really have to walk Broadway at least a few times every summer.
Yeah, I highly recommend it. I was actually on Broadway having dinner with my friend last night at Una, and it was lovely.
Oh, there we go. And I guess, let's wrap with that. Saskatoon, obviously, we're getting into what we call, at the station, we do festival season, but we've got so many big events happening in Saskatoon throughout the rest of the spring and all of the summer. How important are these events for you? And are there any in particular that you're looking forward to the most?
Wow, that's a great question. We have, festival season is so amazing in Saskatoon. There are just so many fantastic events and also just, things that happen in Civic Square where you're, we just recognized on the weekend Philippine Independence Day and Heritage Month and all of the things. And just, all the young people that come out and they sing and they dance and they perform in ways that kind of blow my mind and make me wonder if I didn't push my kids harder when they were young. Very talented group of people. But I'm trying to think. The Jazz Festival is coming up. We have, the Pride Parade is coming. It's some of the happiest days in Saskatoon are when people just come out and support one another.
Certainly are. It's an exciting time to be living in Saskatoon, isn't it?
You bet.
Mayor Cynthia Block, thank you so much for joining me for the first time on the show, and I cannot wait to chat with you again. You have a great spring and summer.
Me too. I'll look forward to it.